CBS News Brief. The House wants TikTok banned in the U.S. if it doesn't sell and cut ties with China. Michigan Republican Tim Walberg.
TikTok needs to decide whether they value their users or their ties to the Chinese Communist Party more.
Donald Trump's got six less charges to worry about in his 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says a judge dropped them this morning, but they could come back.
This was basically a motion to dismiss. What the judge said today is, for those portions of the complaint where I agree, the prosecution can still go back and try again.
The director of the UN Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, is on a three-day visit to Japan inspecting treated wastewater discharge from the Fukushima nuclear plant.
What is happening in reality is in line with what we were expecting.
The problem has forced China to ban all seafood imports from Japan. It also wants compensation. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today, talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare in Milwaukee.
They're going to say, look, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we want Congress to actually move forward on. And they won't, but he can say, this is what we're trying to get done and deliver for you.
Reporter Karen Travers on the road with the president. Wisconsin state education officials are thinking of letting local school districts choose when they start the school year. Under the current rules, schools can't start earlier than September 1st in Wisconsin, but more and more local schools each year are asking the Department of Public Instruction to start earlier. There's an online public hearing on the proposed rule change on the 25th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Alan Marquardt is no stranger to the mayor's seat in Nacoosa. He's run for it six times, and sometimes he wins it. However, in the last few elections, he's lost to incumbent Mayor Daniel Carlson, and the two are running against each other again. This time, Marquardt says he wants to reinvigorate the city government. He specifically wants the energy back up and the council much more involved. In local elections especially, every vote matters. Marquardt said the last couple of mayoral elections between him and Carlson were decided by a handful of votes. If you remember just 2 years ago, it came down to a single vote. And ahead of the Wisconsin spring election and presidential preference vote that's taking place on Tuesday, April 2nd, the Wisconsin DMV reminds you that you can get a valid photo ID free of charge. There is no separate voter ID. You just need a valid driver's license, ID card, military, or student ID. If you're not sure if your ID meets the requirements, visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Bucks get clobbered by the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost by 35 points in Sacramento. The final 129-94. It's the first time the Kings have beat Milwaukee in over 8 years. Doc Rivers says his team didn't look ready.
No, my fault. I didn't get them prepared the way they should mentally. You know, guys talking about planes and leaving. As a staff, we talked about it after shoot around. I was like, if our focus is not better than this morning, it's going to be a long day.
The Bucks fell to 1-3 on their West Coast road trip. Damian Lillard.
End of a road trip against a team, once again, coming off a game they feel like they probably should have won. You know, they were just the sharper team. They were the faster team.
College basketball. The Badgers are in Minneapolis for the start of the Big Ten tournament. They'll play tomorrow. NFL, the Packers re-signed defensive back Keyshawn Nixon to a new 3-year deal worth $18 million, but lose safety Jonathan Owens, who signed a 2-year contract with the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, we still strike unseasonable highs and climb to the low 60s. It'll feel quite pleasant with calmer winds today. However, clouds increase tonight, and chances of rain roll in by early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 13th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Kim Shields with Encourage. Kim is bringing in Beth from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. Looking forward to that. As always, we look forward to I can't even say friends. Family is here. Stephen and Katrina Hintner, Family Natural Foods, are with us. Good afternoon, you two. How you guys doing?
Hey, brother.
Hey. Hey, sis, brother. How you doing? That was good. It's good to have you guys in studio. How are things going over at the shop? I actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to rewind to kick things off. I was wondering how the conference or the conversation went with your dad, Mike Hitler.
Thanks for asking about that because I had it as a point on here.
Okay,
so,
good.
You know, brother, sister, we think alike, you know, it's what happens. It was so fun.
It was the best, yeah.
We had a wonderful turnout. In fact, we should have put more chairs out, but.
We did.
We kept putting chairs out.
We're like,
it was great.
We got like 25 chairs, that's enough.
And then we were like, okay,
we got to drag out more chairs chairs and people were coming in. Some people came in a little late, which is fine. You can always come in late.
And if you have to leave early, that's okay too. People know that we have life going on. Early.
Like they were all just so captivated by this.
Yeah, it was fun. So, it's just fun to like introduce your dad. And he was like, I usually tell people to I'll do the introduction. And we're like, nope, we're doing it, you know.
And we didn't really take too many notes because we were like, well, I think we know him, right?
Right, yeah.
Usually like we're asking the person who's coming as the guest speaker, like,
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Can you tell us about how many years have you been doing this?
Yeah.
You know, like
various things. So Hintner, you spell that H-I?
Yeah, exactly.
How do I pronounce that?
Yeah.
No, it was really fun.
It was fun. And he did, our dad has been doing so much public service over the years. And I'm really fortunate that we got an opportunity to like, you know, we can learn that from him. Yeah. And whether it's that he's been an, you know, alderman way back in the day, or he works for the, you know, CVV, he helps out there, Wakely.
The Convention Visitor Bureau.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. The Wakely Historical Organization Church. I mean, he's always talking publicly all the time. And he's such a great speaker. So, of course, his presentation was wonderful, and he had
He's such a learner, too. So, like, his presenting style was really good. Like, he's a good
presenter.
He's a good speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's always learning. He's always reading. He reads constantly, and, you know, he's always been interested in health, obviously. So, you know, at first he was kind of like, I don't think I can do this. Like, kind of thinking we had some topic we wanted him to do, like, rheumatoid arthritis and small joints and do a presentation on it, which he probably could do right now. But, you know, we just said like, no, what we want is like just for you to tell us about like what you've done over the years that you really like and you keep doing, like what stuck. You've seen all these trends, all these things over, you know, 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. What stuck? And that's what he talked about. It was, I found things that I was like, oh, yeah, he has done that for a long time. But I didn't know why. And now I know why. Or like, I didn't know he did that. And now I do. He like, we're going to have to have him do this again.
Yeah, it was great. And I think the biggest takeaway from it is people came because they just wanted to see him. Mm-hmm. We all miss seeing him at the store. So just being there, a lot of people asked questions later just to him while we were, you know, in the front helping people with things. And so it was a really fun just time to get together and hang out with Mike and learn from him. So definitely, I think we'll do it again.
Kind of reminded me of when we've had Terry Lemmer on from Terry Natural. So many people in the world really know him. And respect him, and he's like an elder statesman of sorts of the natural food industry, because he's been doing it similar amount of time to our dad, actually. And I felt like it was kind of similar. It was like an elder statesman, you know, of the local sort. This is a local celebrity of sorts. And people came out just to see him, hear what he had to say, learn from his wisdom, and maybe just say hello to him. Some were like old neighbors, friends, you know.
I've thought of this in part because of you guys and growing up and everything in this industry and seeing it firsthand, so much of it and everything. So I can imagine it's got to be interesting for you guys. But when I think of Terry or I think of Mike, you know, any of these individuals that have been in this game, in this, in you know, healthcare like that, or natural health, or however you want to word it necessarily, for these decades. And before it was kind of a, I don't want to say a trend, but the trends came around or became more common knowledge, some of the words and the lingo and everything, to be at this point where now, to see where everything is and to see the way we talk about this stuff and how held up it is. I can't imagine what that must feel like. And not just a kind of understanding of, oh, good, they get it now. They're understanding it now. But also, I've dedicated my life to this. And to be able to look back and say that it's been a good run. It's been a good life. Like, I've done really good work. I can't imagine for those individuals and people like that in this industry what it must feel like. And I hope they get that. I hope they feel it. I hope they feel that appreciation, that respect, and that thanks that we have as a society for those that fought for this and pushed for this for so long. Yeah. This was an industry that for a lot of people was niche. Was a fad or something like that. It's never going anywhere. You're not putting the genie back in the bottle with this stuff. And that only makes our society that much healthier and that much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's happening in that shop?
So a couple things happening. Since we're on presentations, I'm going to give everybody so they can mark their calendar. So get your calendar out. I'll tell you the next presentations we have going on. Thursday, April 11th at 1 p.m., Stephen and I are going to do a presentation on India's health secrets. So that might sound familiar. We have done this presentation already back in November, but we realized the holidays and the darker times of the year, like season, you know, gets dark at night. We thought maybe more people could make it during the day, and we wanted to try an afternoon time. So we're going to do it again because it was such good information that we want to share with more people. So we're going to be talking about a couple key things that we learned on our trip to India when we went with Terry Natural back in November. So come, we'll have some door prizes. It's going to be at 1 o'clock, which I think will be a nice time to come and learn. The next one is going to be Tuesday, May 7th at 5:15, and the company is True Grace. You've talked with them on the radio before, but they're going to be talking about like mushrooms. They have some amazing mushroom products. They'll talk about kind of like what makes their multis different. They use a whole food plant-based, and why is that different? How does it help your body? Also, they're a Wisconsin-based company. We're pumped really cool about our Wisconsin-based companies.
Yeah, we've always had great relationships and great connections with these, like with Wisconsin-based companies, and that's continued basically from day one that True Grace came out. I met them, ironically, I met the owners of True Grace before their company shipped anything, and I met them in California. I had a meeting with them at a conference, and I was really taken by their dedication and their they didn't want to compromise at all. They wanted They wanted to do things on their terms at the best quality they could. And I think that's really followed through, and they've really laid a nice foundational line of products down. Things that like everybody could use, multivitamins, fish oils,
probiotics.
And they have a line of kids products. The company's named after Grace, their daughter. So they wanted to, as soon as they could, have introduced children's products, and similarly recently prenatal products. So it's really a family. It's a company for families of really all ages at this point.
One thing I noted when I was talking with one of the representatives from there, and on air, off air, this actually came up, was how great it is for companies like this that they know what they're doing is working. Their sales tell them, like the people tell them. Not every industry is like that necessarily, but especially this industry, if you're not good or you're not putting good products out there, you're not going to last. It's a reputation business, and their reputation is strong.
Yeah.
Like their sales are strong.
Yeah.
They are doing good work, and it shows because people keep purchasing their products.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be fun. That'll be on Tuesday, May 7th at 5:15. And I believe it's going to be Brian, who is a co-founder of True Grace.
Yeah, it's the husband.
The husband.
It's pretty cool, too, companies like that. And we see this with a lot of Wisconsin companies. They could have a salesperson jump on the air or something like that or show up to something like that. No, the owners, they want to be a part of these things. Yeah. They want to speak. I think that stands out a lot, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple other little recaps on what's happened at the store. If you have, anybody needs an Easter ham, we have a local pasture-raised ham, and we're doing pre-orders for that, ideally getting it in by the 20th of this month, because Easter's at the end. So call us if you're interested. We got some Easter hams, pasture-raised, from a local source. It's going to be really good. So check in with us on that. And then lastly is just garden seeds. Little recap. We have some. We don't have everything. Come in and peruse. Onions and potatoes, those will come in early April. But the other stuff is coming every week. We're getting more and more boxes. Mm-hmm. So we don't have everything, but I don't think I'd plant right now yet. Anyways, even though it's warm, it's feeling like it.
It's 30 degrees when I got in my car.
Not yet. But so that's a little recap on what's happening for the store. We wanted to give a little highlight to pet health, because we don't talk about pet health very often.
Oh, that's great, you guys. I have a question actually from one of our listeners out there about pet health. That is crazy that worked out that
way. Well, great. Do you want to intro with the question?
Yeah, actually, if you don't mind, because this actually comes from my fur brother, Sam, and he's wondering, ruff, 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 ruff. So how would you help him with that? How would you?
Sam, it sounds like you need more pets, more walks outside. Don't forget to protect yourself from ticks right now.
I am so sorry for that. It was so much funnier in my head. It was. we are talking pet health. And when it comes to pet health, when it comes to our furry friends and a part of the family and all that we love so much, there is a lot of things out there that can mess with them. And especially with the weird season we've had here, we usually get a break from ticks and things like that. From what I've read and from what I've heard, that's still the case, but it's also one of those things where they're telling people to get on that stuff earlier because we just aren't uncertain about how some of these things are going to react to this weather.
And they're out. Ticks are out already.
I got more than three mosquito bites yesterday. I killed at least two mosquitoes, so there's multiple mosquitoes around me. So the weather is funky. Ticks are certainly important to kind of be aware of on yourself and on your pet as well. This early season, they can be pretty bad too. So keep an eye on that. I don't know. Do you have any other advice on ticks?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple different products that people can use for ticks and tick health.
For pets as well,
We're going to mostly focus our energy on just a couple of our favorite pet health products. And just, I think a lot of people don't know that we have pet products. We do. Whether you're looking for something for digestion for them or anxiety, we have a lot of really wonderful products for them.
Yesterday was a good example of that. Like there was, I don't know if you guys heard it over in this part of town, but there was some, it must have been military jets flying over sonic booms. Startles me and certainly startles my dog. And you can't really explain it to your dog. Like when I hear it, I'm startled for a minute. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's probably that sounds like a sonic boom. I've heard this before. I know the explanation. I understand aerospace, more than my dog does, but I can't explain it to my dog. So, I've used a lot of these, yesterday was a good example. I've used a lot of these natural products we have for helping him with stress and most of them work, pretty much right away, maybe in a half an hour or something like that. Some of them work better if you use them over time. But that's a great example. There's been some, a lot of people cutting down trees in the springtime, trees falling down, nearby our yard and stuff. And that'll startle my dog too. So we've been just kind of giving them some of these things for stress every day, just a little bit. And then if it's more activity, we'll give them a little bit more.
Or if your dog's going to the vet and they get anxious or separation anxiety.
Fireworks.
Yep. You can kind of.
Car travel.
You can kind of do that preventatively as well. Or, if something arises like a sonic boom, then you can also give it to them because it's quick acting. And we have a couple couple different products for that.
Terry Natural has a really good line. And I think what's a really good testament is Terry has a couple of dogs himself. Mm-hmm. And if you ever follow Terry on Facebook, and probably can add him to Facebook, and he's the kind of guy who likes having as many friends as he can find out there in more ways than one. And he's always posting pictures of his dogs and talking about his dogs, and he loves his dogs. And knowing Terry with everything in his life, but probably his dogs more than anything, he doesn't compromise. Mm-hmm. So pretty much all of his pet products are derived from the same products that are well-researched, clinical research for humans. And then they just go through a little more testing and verification that they're safe for pets. And some of them are, you know, the exact same product that you'd buy for humans. Some of them, you know, they add some, you know, maybe liver paste so that a dog will eat it. But they're the same product. Like,
I don't know. Maybe somebody might like the liver paste better.
I bet. Yeah. Like, I mean, one that I think is great for a dog to take every single day, for just whole body health, joint health, keep their coat shiny and soft. Keep their
skin issue, any skin issues too, though, like, you know, dry issues, if they're licking themselves a little bit more, it might be dryness. Yeah.
So Terry's product's called Intelligent Omega. So it's a fish oil Omega product. Mm. Jamie calls these her dog smart pills because she noticed her dog actually got a little smarter.
Oh, I like
that. Taking these more often. And my dog loves, and Jamie's dog too, everybody I've heard this from, loves this product so much that he'll use it as a treat. Like, I don't have to, like, beg him to take these. Like, he begs me to take them.
Well, a healthy treat for your dog. Yeah. That seems like an awesome win right there.
So that's when I give my dog, you know, a healthy dose of each day. Hmm. And it's going to be a cumulative thing. And his coat's very shiny. He's very
soft. It's super shiny.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh. What are you doing? What? How's your dog's coat shiny?
I should probably take a little bit more of it myself.
I was going to say, maybe my hair could use some of this. Maybe I could use a little
Terry
shine.
Terry makes the same thing. You can swallow in a pill.
So all right. Good to know.
Avoid the liver paste, everybody.
But it's good stuff.
We do this, and this isn't to fault. It's just humans being humans. But we do this a lot with animals where we project. We think like we do. We think that they're dissecting things the way we do and all that. And their brains just work differently than ours. And they're very logical. Based. They're very simple based. It's not a complex thing where they're your dog's never going to play head games with you. Okay. Like that's not how they work. That's not how their brains operate. They are very, not simple creatures because they're incredibly intelligent. But they are not that difficult to figure out oftentimes. They will let you know if they're stressed out. They will let you know if they're not doing that good. Yeah. And one of the least things we can do, because we do owe it to dogs, we do owe it to animals. We domesticated them. I believe that we owe it to them to give them calmness, to give them a good life. These products and these things are so able to do that. Yeah. And one thing that I know that I've run into, and I know other people too, when I worked at shelters and such, you know, you take a dog from a shelter and sometimes they've got a rough background. So you take them to the home and they can have a tough time.
Yeah,
you know,
transitioning is hard.
Yeah. So the calming formulas and things can oftentimes be helpful, but this didn't work. So I'm always very encouraging to people that, you know, you may try an aspirin and I didn't feel anything from that. So then you try a different aspirin or a fish oil or what have you.
Yeah.
We deal with this with supplements, and it's nothing for us to say, well, this one didn't work, but it doesn't mean I'm never going to try it again. I just try a different fish oil. I just try something else. Animals, they are the same on. There's going to be times where you try something and maybe it doesn't work. Other things possibly will. Keep giving them a chance. Yeah. Your dog, your animal deserves that.
Persistence is important too. Like my dog has a lot of allergies. We actually did a blood test to see what the allergy was, see if we could avoid it or whatever. And there was such a list of stuff. And some of them were rather severe allergies that we're like, okay, we really can't avoid it. Like, we could vacuum the house more often. That's a good idea anyways, right? Yeah. But some of these are just like in the world. So. But he, you know, he would scratch at his especially his ear, and he'd get ear infections. Mm-hmm. We had this a number of times, had to go to the vet. And then recently we just decided, you know, like, we got to try something more proactive. So we upped these omegas that we were talking about, because that's good for the whole body, just like it is for us, for our joints, for our skin, for our hair, like Katrina said, for itching, dry skin, for your brain, for your eyes. It's good for all those things. So up those a little bit. And then we added some allergy formula. It's from Now Foods. Really reasonably priced, actually. Again, it's a company that makes human products that we sell, and they're up to the same standards. these pet ones. And these ones took a little while for him to take, but we gave him the proper dosage, and we do it twice a day. And now he's not itching. He hasn't had any flare-ups of these allergies. And he's doing good. You know, he's, like you said, James, he's like one of these sweet rescue dogs that you don't know what he's been through. You don't know what he's got going on. He's, you know, sometimes he has this stress because, you know, who knows? He was born in a field in Texas. Yeah. So, you know, I'd probably be a little stressed too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. A great thing to mention too, I think, the relatability there. You know, putting yourself in their paws for a second, if you will. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left, guys. I know that you wanted to take some time to talk about enzymes. Did you have anything else on pet health before we wrap up and move on?
Maybe we'll do a little bit of pet health, finish a little bit more pet health. We'll keep enzymes for next time.
Okay, that's
we can
a big
dive
topic.
Into it more.
Well, we can get into like staff favorites.
Yeah, we could talk about some staff favorites.
This is just sort of a fun thing. If people want to stop through, they can see this. So you don't have to just listen to it or have to memorize it or write it down, but you can get your pens ready. So we've got a little display right now. It'll probably be there probably until closer to Easter. We'll probably change it to an Easter display, I'm imagining.
Yeah, maybe in the next week or so.
Yeah, so it'll be there for another week or two. But we put out, you know, a little collection of each staff member's favorite things. And actually right now, because of our dad's talk, his favorites are right in the front. So if you're kind of wondering what Mike Hittner likes.
Yeah, what did he talk about at the presentation too?
Like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop there. You can kind of literally see what he was talking about and what he loves most. But yeah, we have all these different favorites. Do you want to talk about some of yours, Katrina, since you're here?
Sure. So a couple of my favorites were Andrographis, and ashwagandha, because the Andrographis is super good for immune health, so this time of the year. And then the ashwagandha, after coming back from India, realizing we all should take it because it's good for everything.
Yeah, totally.
But it's really good for like neurological like stressors on your body and just like relaxation to some level, but yet it helps with energy. Like, I mean, it helps with everything.
Yeah,
crazy. I could talk all day about this one, so I'll keep it simple.
It helps with sleep. It helps with your immune system.
It helps with your immune system.
Yep, so it does all those things.
That one's an awesome one. And then what else do I have on there? I have this tea that's from Reishi. It's a company in Wisconsin, and it's got Greek mountain in it, and it's so good. It's like, I don't know, I've just loved tea this winter.
Yeah, Terry Lemeron really brought Greek mountain tea to my attention, probably to a lot of people's attention. It's a special kind of tea that grows in Greece. I never heard of it. Mm-hmm. And we sell it from his company in capsules. I think he's the only company that has it in capsules right now. And it sells great. People love it. They get really good health benefits. It's good for your mind.
It's a good antioxidant. So it's good for everything.
It's got a lot of benefits. It's almost really so many cool benefits. I can't really figure out what it's for because I think it's for everything. But I think the brain in particular, memory, stuff like that. Reishi Tea came out with it as a tea, and the formula is just really, like Katrina said, really nourishing and warm.
Yep.
Just lovely. So if you want to taste it, you can do that. If you want the health benefits, you can do it in a capsule, or you can do both.
Right. And then I have another one that is Rose Regenerative. It's a face essential oil that's really good for all sorts of skin, whether a person has more like acne prone or just wants to like antioxidant, anti-aging. It's just an oil that, I don't know, I put it on and I'm like, wow, I just feel so much more nourished. As well, I'll put that with like a carrier oil because it's so, our skin needs more oil. We think we don't, but we really need more oil.
Great stuff, you guys. Appreciate the time and all the information and all the care that you put into not only this show, but our community. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. I want to encourage people to ask more questions, find out more about Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call, 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their page, familynaturalfood.com, and like them on social media. It is a great follow. Cannot encourage you enough to do that. Thanks again for the time, you two.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is shrinking. At the same time, the state's older population is growing.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association's Ann Zank says the state needs 10% more nurses. Reports say former Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mate includes Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Video was released of a Wisconsin Rapids Police Department traffic stop that's at the center of a lawsuit. Luke Wieland, a resident of Wisconsin Rapids, recently filed an excessive force lawsuit against the city of Wisconsin Rapids and the two officers involved in the January 2023 stop. He was given a citation for speeding and a failure to stop for an emergency vehicle. The officer say in the video that the stop was treated like a high risk due to the time that it took Wieland to pull over. In the video, officers mention that standard protocol and that they apparently even had a phone call into his house to see if the vehicle was stolen. Wieland told officers politely from the back of the cop car that he would file charges because the guns drawn on him and his kids were uncalled for. And tickets are on sale now for Disney's Mona Jr. This production is put on by the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Children's Theater. Shows start Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks get clobbered by the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost by 35 points in Sacramento. The final 129-94. It's the first time the Kings have beat Milwaukee in over 8 years. Doc Rivers says his team didn't look ready.
No, my fault. I didn't get them prepared the way they should mentally. You know, guys talking about planes and leaving. As a staff, we talked about it after shoot-around. I was like, if our focus is not better than this morning, it's going to be a long day.
The Bucks fell to 1-3 on their West Coast road trip. Damian Lillard.
End of a road trip against a team once again coming off a game they feel like they probably should have won. You know, they were just the sharper team. They were the faster team.
College basketball. The Badgers are in Minneapolis for the start of the Big Ten tournament. They'll play tomorrow. NFL. The Packers re-signed defensive back Keyshawn Nixon to a new 3-year deal worth $18 million, but lose safety Jonathan Owens, who signed a 2-year contract with the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, we still strike unseasonable highs and climb to the low 60s. It'll feel quite pleasant with calmer winds today. However, clouds increase tonight, and chances of rain roll in by early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
We're not comfortable until you are.
No, don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 13th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, welcoming into the studio some great friends of ours. First, Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communications Specialist with Encourage. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
And thank you for bringing a friend with. Beth Cohernert is with us, Director of Operations of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. Beth, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thanks a lot for being here, you two. Appreciate everything you guys do for our community. Looking forward to talking with you more, Beth, in just a moment. But Kim, if you don't mind, I'd like to start off with you and talking a little bit about celebrating 30 years.
Yes.
And is that a typo or am I reading
no,
that right?
No, that's right. Ooh. We're super excited and to have our 30th anniversary this year. And I know I've mentioned this on air before for the listeners, but anybody that's new, we are so honored that one of our supporters is offering a $30,000 match. It's a dollar-for-dollar match, and it's $30,000 by 3:30. So it is March. That 3:30 is approaching quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if anybody is interested in helping to contribute to support Encourage's work, we would greatly appreciate it. I had a conversation with a supporter fairly recently, and the person was extremely pleased to see the variety of gifts coming in, you know, from $10 to more than $1,000, a wide breadth. The person got particular interest in liked seeing $30, you know, $30
yeah,
for the 30th
perfect.
Anniversary.
It was
just kind of a nice little moment. And so I know every dollar is greatly appreciated, whether it's a dollar or more that you're able to provide to help support our work. We would appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And again, that's 30,000 by 3:30. So. Yeah.
You know, Beth, you embarrass me every time you bring this up. I don't want people to know. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. Everybody knows I work in radio. I could not afford that. But what I do want to do is do a highlight this a little bit more and make sure that we really hit on this, that we're encouraging others to be a part of this. We're encouraging mm-hmm. others to do this kind of work. And I do want to also flip this back on you and your team at Encourage, because quite honestly, nonprofits survive on reputation and the way they impact a community. And if you guys were not doing good work, these kind of things would not be happening. We probably wouldn't even be talking, just being blunt about it and everything. Mm-hmm. Encourage has been doing this for a long time and putting into our community for so long, and the reputation is there. And mm-hmm. so you see things like this happen because of the work that you guys are doing, and the community sees that. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that and bringing that up. you know, this particular match would support our work, right? And our work includes, it's unrestricted funding. So our work includes scholarship season, which is happening right now. We have a lot of work behind the scenes going on, reviewing scholarships and selecting the recipients. So that actually, I wanted to provide a quick update on that because people are asking, you know, especially those students that applied, you know, what's the status? You know, a little anxious moments, and I totally get it. So the review process is going on right now, and students will be notified at their awards programs in May if they are a local high school student. Otherwise, they receive information in the mail about that. So, but the process is going very smoothly, and it's a lot of work, and we're excited to see it happening and be at this point.
Can't wait to see how that develops, and looking forward to that for those kids and for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the update. Is there a specific date? Is there a time that people should be looking for or look out for or anything?
Yeah, so the high school programs have been scheduled. They all occur in May. Assumption and Nakusa are both on the same day this year. And then we have Port Edwards, so John Edwards High School, Lincoln High School, and Pittsville High School are also all on the same night. So we're trying to figure out how to clone ourselves right now, but it's an exciting time. And, you know, we'll it's just an honor to be there and to tell the donor stories and to be able to present those awards to those students. It's a great time.
We'll give the information before we wrap up. I want to remind people that you can find out more and reach out to Encourage at encouragecf.org, encouragecf.org. Let's go ahead and put Beth on the spot. I mean, ask her some questions. I'm supposed to go. Beth, this is old hat for you now. You've been here before. We've talked about this, and we've talked about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin a little bit already. Beth is the Director of Operations there. And Beth, before we get too into mentoring and the need for bigs and some of the other things that we're going to talk about today, I'd like to let the audience know the Big Brothers Big Sisters mission, your vision, if you will.
Absolutely. So thank you again for having me. It's great to be back. So the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters, while seems complex, it's really simple. We are here to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth. And with our vision is that we want all youth to achieve their full potential. We completely believe that every child is born with unlimited potential. Sometimes they just need those people in their corner reminding them that they have that potential and inspiring them and kind of being that cheerleader, so to speak, to say you can do big things. We believe in you, and like go conquer the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the Big Brothers Big Sisters? Can people out there listening, how can they interact? How can they be a part of things and help?
Yeah, so there is definitely a variety of ways. I mean, obviously, our organization would not function without our volunteers. So our first and foremost need is always for our volunteers, or what we call bigs, like whether that be a big brother, a big sister, a big couple, or a big family. So we have different ways that individuals can get involved in the program. So in our community-based program, it allows a mentor to take a child out and about in the community, but doing really low-cost, no-cost activities. So going to play in a park, checking out an area event, coming to our events that we have, simple things like that. Otherwise, we have an awesome partnership with Howe Elementary that if, you know, maybe going out in the evening is not when you are available, but you have a lunch hour or a bit of time during the day that you can spare to go see a child. We also have our site-based mentoring, and that allows you to go right over to Howe Elementary and meet with a student and play games and just have fun there, maybe have lunch together if it falls during that lunch hour. And just connect with them right on the school premises, which is nice because sometimes it's good to have that backup of school personnel if maybe you don't have a ton of youth experience and you know, kind of want to get your feet wet.
Oh, trust me, even if you do sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. But we know that, you know, working with kids is not always people's forte, and we respect that, and that's completely understandable. So there's other ways too. So, you know, in addition to our volunteers, you know, we're always looking to connect with businesses. In order to keep our work low cost, no cost, we love businesses that offer a discount. So when volunteers are out and about, or it's a non-winter like this one where it's actually cold, you can like go and have maybe a bite to eat, or, you know, do something together that, you know, is a bit discounted just so it doesn't break the bank for any of our volunteers or the children that we serve. And obviously, just like Kim said, you know, we have operations and things as well. So we're always looking for donors and financial supporters or sponsors for events and things. So, you know, any way that businesses can help that and further, you know, our work, so that way we can continue doing the awesome work and providing that defenders of potential to our for our children are a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Beth, you touched on mentoring programs. Was there anything else on that you wanted to get to with the community-based or site-based or anything there?
You know, and I say this not as director of operations, but I've been involved in the program since I was 16 and actually a high school big myself. Mm-hmm. And I say this that, you know, sometimes it may seem simple of playing a board game, but really that can have a huge impact. Mm-hmm. We see the kids that we serve nowadays versus, you know, like 20 years ago, are just in very different situations than they were, and they're carrying a lot on their little shoulders. So sometimes just giving them that opportunity to go out and do something fun, whether mm-hmm. that be playing in a park or sitting playing Candyland, can mm-hmm. just kind of take their mind off of things, and you will never know what 30 minutes to an hour a week can really do for them and the impact that can make long term.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I know in working with out in California, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and doing a little bit of big brothering, one of the things that I learned from the program right away was I have the skill set I already need for this. Mm-hmm. I helped raise and was a part of my brother and sister's lives growing up, and was really thankful for that and appreciative of that, and how much they helped me too. My brother and sister, I wouldn't be here without them. They're my mm-hmm. backbone and my backbeat. They're important. They're so important to me. But I never really thought about how I was to them. Mm-hmm. And it was like a month or two ago, my little brother and I, it was around Christmas, my brother and I were talking, and he shared the story where I took him and my sister to go see Jumanji on Christmas Day because there was some family stuff going on, and I didn't think much of it. I wanted to see a Robin Williams movie, you know? And I also wanted to give them something to do. We had a great time. It ended up becoming a tradition where we'd go to movies on Christmas Day, you know, for years and stuff. It was fun, but my brother calls, and he's talking to me. He's like, hey, I just thought of this the other day and everything, and I wanted to thank you for doing that. And I was like, bro, we're family. You don't have to thank me for that. We're family and everything. He's like, no, you don't know what that did for me. I learned this and I learned this from it and everything. And I didn't think of any of that. I didn't pick up on any of that. That's just being a sibling. And so many of us are siblings and understand what that relationship is and how giving and how much that can impact us and help us and everything. The idea of being able to do that for other individuals is one of the greatest gifts we can give to each other as human beings, mm-hmm. just period. And
absolutely.
And I also think that it's important to note, and I'm taking this in a different direction, just because I always like to look at the people that we are on the fence on these subjects or mm-hmm. anything. So if you are, we can push you over to the edge a little bit. The future impact this has, there is no child that can't have a great future. None.
Exactly.
Every kid deserves a great future, and you can be a part of that.
Right.
And oftentimes you keep a relationship with this person mm-hmm. as they get older and everything. You get to be the biggest. You have the best seat in the house. You get to see this person contributing to society, being a taxpayer, doing great work, doing et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's something you can have an impact on right now. That's an investment mm-hmm. that you can make. There's not a lot of opportunities in life like that. The opportunities you get from Big Brothers, Big Sisters are so unique and so impactful in our futures and our lives.
Well, and you make a great point. And I say in every single recruitment session that I do that this is not bringing Disneyland to a child's door. Mm-hmm. It is mm-hmm. seriously as simple as sitting down and having a conversation, completely listening to what they have to say, playing that board game, taking that walk, just being invested in them can have those big long-term impacts more than some shiny thing that
yeah.
they do for a very brief second. It's those little moments that have the most impact, truly.
We're speaking with Beth Konert, Director of Operations at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin, along with Kim Shields from Encourage. Beth, the waiting list for something like this, can we talk about that?
Absolutely. So we serve not only the Wisconsin Rapids area, but also in Marshfield and the Stevens Point area. Mm-hmm. So total right now, we have about 69 children that are waiting. And that seems to be pretty average. We bounce anywhere from our lowest was about 60, but we can bounce as high as 80 or more. Right now, though, in the Wisconsin Rapids area, there's about 8 children that are waiting for that positive role model in their life. And those are kids that really just want to have somebody to connect with. And it's really hard, especially so many of those are little brothers that really don't have those male role models in their life, and they just need that positive influence to look up to. Their moms are working super hard and they're doing great things, but we all know sometimes moms maybe don't necessarily want to toss a football, or like me, I don't want to touch a worm when I take my son fishing. Like, just not my gig. Readily admit that. And that's fine. We all have our strengths and talents, but sometimes we just know that, like, it does take a village, and having those extra people that maybe have those interests and skill sets that we just don't is an added benefit.
Beth, when it comes to somebody who has it, maybe they're just learning about this program. They've heard, you know, a little bit in society, but they didn't really know as much as you're sharing and informing us about. And it sounds good. It sounds like something that they want to be a part of. But they look at their schedule, and they've got a very busy schedule, and they've only got maybe an hour or two free a week, or something along those lines. Or maybe there's a person who's retired and they have more free time, and they're able to be a part of something like this. Is there any one kind of person we're looking for? Is there flexibility with people in their schedules when it comes to being a part of being a big?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think the busy schedule is definitely what we hear the most often. But we all know that we can find an hour a week. Yeah. And that's really all that is. It's 1 hour once a week to spend with a child, whether that be in site-based or in community-based. And it's really just spending that time. And no, there is no one type of volunteer that we're looking for, because it is life experience. You know, whether you've had a ton of experience working with youth, or you just grew up with kids as you were aging and don't have any other, that's really okay, because we match completely based on interests and personalities, and everybody has something that they can give and offer to a child. And with that flexibility, yes, that's the greatest part of our partnership here in Wisconsin Rapids, is that even in site-based, Howe is so invested in our program that they don't require it to be just a child's lunch and recess. If you have mornings available, they can make that work. If you have later afternoons before a child heads home, they'll make that work, and that's awesome. And then in community-based, it is far more flexible. It's evenings or weekends, you know, what really works best for you and the child's family. So there is a ton of flexibility. And again, I think everybody, if they're being honest, could probably find an hour in their week.
But when it comes to the process, Beth, let's kind of take people through that a little bit, if you will. Let's use me as an example. Say I've never done this before. I sign up. I want to be a big brother. How does this go? What are the first steps?
Yeah, so you can reach out to our office either by calling 715-341-0661 or going onto our website at bigimpact.org and inquire on how to be a big. And then you'll be talked to by our staff pretty quickly. Our amazing customer service and events coordinator reaches out to be in contact, and she'll do a quick pre-screen with you just to make sure, answer any questions that you have, see what program you're kind of leaning towards, or, you know, answer any additional information. And then we send out an application that you can fill out. And then after that, you're contacted by one of our amazing match specialists that is there for you for the life of the match. So they're really there to help you. It's not like we get you in the program, match you with a kid and say, good luck. We are checking in every month. We're there to support you. Like, we really walk alongside with you. So if you have questions or concerns or need ideas, we are there for the full spectrum of it.
So you handle this differently than my mother, basically. Here's your brother and sister. Here.
No, I'm joking.
Don't tell my mother I made that joke. I think that for a lot of people, that is one of the fears of this. I hear schedules sometimes and everything, and we've kind of answered that, and then there is the awkwardness that can involve kid, for the person, for the adult. Of course, there is a process to that. There's an ease into that. There's not a literal throwing them in the water and just like, hey, we're just going to watch back and eat popcorn to watch how this goes. I mean, it's understandable, but I think it's understandable for people to have a little hesitancy with that and everything. So that's a great breakdown of the process and how that goes. What happens if you are with the child and you and the kid just don't seem to be mixing? Mm-hmm. You know, that I imagine that happens sometimes.
It does. And
it can be a fear that can maybe keep people from volunteering.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we say, like, please don't judge it too quickly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for a lot of our kids, they have grown up differently than maybe you did. So maybe opening up and having that conversation is just a little bit more foreign to them. So we always say, give it that first 3 months. Really try and put some effort in, talk to us, help, let us help you and kind of navigate some of that situation. But then if after a few months, it's really not clicking, then we kind of reevaluate with everyone, you know, because what looks good on paper, and even though most of the time we're pretty good, you know, our staff has been doing this for a long time. And for the most part, we're pretty spot on and who we choose. You know, sometimes personalities don't click, and that's totally fine. You know, then we re-navigate that water and figure out, you know, maybe there's someone else better suited to work with either that volunteer or that child.
I didn't plan on sharing this, but real quick, short story time from James. When I was in California, the reason I got involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters is because I was helping Special Olympics, and one of the members from there was a Big Brother, and he told me about it and everything, and it sounded really good, and I always was curious about the program from when I was a little kid and really wanted to be have a Big Brother. So I thought I'd do this, and they talked to me, I shared some things with them, and they assigned me with a young kid, a young boy. And the first two times we got together, it was really quiet. It was a little awkward. And I thought he was a little standoffish. I thought he was a little moody and seemed to be a little serious and all these things. And then the second time we get together and it's the same thing. And I start talking to this other individual from Special Olympics about that and everything. Like, oh, so they matched you with somebody like you. Like, oh my God, yeah, they did. Oh yeah, you're right, they did. And I didn't even realize that. Like, that was me as a kid and everything. I didn't even pick up on it. And I start like thinking of the things that got to me, how my dad got through to me or something. I start talking to this young kid a little bit. It turns out that he was abused. And that was part of the reason why he was like this. Just like me. And I got the chance to talk and be with somebody that had been through things like I had been through. And I grew and I learned from that experience and I became a better human being, let alone what they were able to get from it and everything. And while him and I haven't talked in a couple of years, we talked for many years afterwards and everything, and was very thankful for that relationship, not just for whatever impact I may have made on him, but certainly the impact he made on me. To your point, you guys do a great job of matching the right people with the right kid.
Thank you.
Even better than we may realize sometimes.
And that's, I think, the thing too, is that truly it's gonna be kind of awkward at first. I mean, anytime you enter a new job or enter a new classroom,
that's life.
You know,
life
like
is awkward.
It takes a little while, and that's pains. You know, I give you credit though for seeing that and sticking with it and not just being like, you know, not, because I think that's the thing. Sometimes we just have to accept them for where they are in that moment and keep working. And we know that silence is not always the most comfortable, but sometimes it's the best thing to give them and offer that grace for just a little while. And, you know, seeing them eventually then open up and trust you and be like, hey, you're somebody I want to open up and talk to is a huge thing and a huge win. And I wish that there were ways that we could, you know, really see the impact that our littles have on our bigs, but it's a hard survey thing.
Yeah, that's a hard question to ask, but I do think that that is something that people, and especially future volunteers, future Big Brothers, Big Sisters out there should take note of. It doesn't just impact the child. It impacts you too, and you can learn and grow and become a better and more, enjoy life even more from the situation that you're in. I love that the volunteers we call bigs. We're looking for more bigs. As the last 2 minutes we have here, I want to make sure to get out their volunteer information and how people can reach out to you, Beth, and your team.
Yeah, so we really would love any volunteers that are interested, whether that be in being bigs, whether that learning about maybe being a board member or a committee member, or just learning more about our organization and other ways that you can support. So always feel welcome to reach out either by phone. Again, our number is 715-341-0661, or on our website, bigimpact.org.
And Kim, if people want to reach out to encourage and find out more and be involved with the things over there that you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 715-423-3863. hello@encouragecf.org, or check out our website at encouragecf.org. And if I could quickly share, one of the other things we do is helping to connect nonprofits to other organizations in our community and potential donors. And that is actually how Beth and I met. I proactively gave her a phone call and said, hi, I'm Kim from Encourage. Do you know what we do? How can we help?
And it was truly a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, because we have been so blessed to work with Encourage.
That's great to hear. And I can, that is exactly how how you handled that, isn't it? Because I can completely hear you. That's so good. So good. You guys are so good, and we appreciate so much what you and your teams put into our community. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Well, a more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Coming up Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for our public cervix announcement, and we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair On Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair On Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.